SIW Radio from SecurityInfoWatch.com. I'm your host, Jeff Cole. This is episode 24. This week with us, we have Peter Fell, Honeywell's marketing manager, and Ivan Hurt, Novell's product marketing manager for identity and security solutions. And the reason we have Peter and Ivan on the line is not only do the two companies work together to provide a converged access control type solution, but Honeywell recently released research looking at security convergence, where they actually went out and surveyed about 50 CIOs, CSOs, and CISOs from U.S. firms that were operating globally and had revenues from $1 billion to $100 billion. And so we got Peter and Ivan on the line to talk about that research, but also really to talk about what's happening in convergence in general for enterprise corporations.
Going from $1 billion in revenues to $100 billion in revenues, it's interesting the numbers that came out. I would have guessed actually probably more convergence at that level than it seemed like that this study found. Were you somewhat surprised in the numbers?
Yeah, I think we were to some extent, and then bits and pieces of it we weren't. So I think what the report shows is that organizations today are struggling with how to align themselves from a structure standpoint in order to increase the lines of communication and help coordinate across the organization. But what we also found in the study was that a lot of the individuals within the organizations have already kind of self-aligned themselves in terms of built those informal networks that they needed in order to start to push these kinds of initiatives within their organization. So, you know, I kind of liken it to a bit of a internal movement before the organization actually starts to get there.
And, of course, we have your counterpart, Ivan, on the phone from Novell. You guys have worked closely together, I understand, for a lot of convergence projects. In both of your opinions, do you need a formal coordination mechanism to make convergence happen, or is that sort of informal alignment enough to really make things stick?
So I would say that a best practice is certainly coordination between the two groups. One of the reasons why we came together as a company is we saw that a lot of organizations are spending a lot of their time testing and validating and doing work that we could really do beforehand. So by us coming together, we've been able to allow those two organizations to really talk about the business ramifications and advantages of them working together versus maybe some of all of the back-end coordination technical pieces that need to happen. From some of the larger Fortune 100 and Fortune 500 companies that we've both jointly worked with, there's certainly a best practice of including the line of business owner in addition to the IT security and physical security into making sure the system addresses all the needs.
Well, one thing I thought that was pretty interesting about the survey is that it didn't just look at convergence as aligning physical security with information systems. And you actually looked like you apparently went into the convergence of risk in terms of who owns risk and is risk shared. And I noticed that you asked, the question of whether having physical security systems on the IT backbone creates a security risk. And it looks like the numbers were fairly evenly split, I guess, with 59% saying no and 42% saying yes. Is your sense, Peter, that businesses are converging the way they look at risk or just the way they look at technologies?
No, I would absolutely say you're starting to see the rise of the risk and compliance office within an organization. Obviously, the power that those groups have is growing every day. And from an organization standpoint, it's just become more difficult. You know, in the past, it used to be the perimeter of the organization was kind of where the boundary ended of what they had to protect. And then, you know, as the IT world grew, then it extended to employees' homes who had VPN connections with laptops. And now with mobile devices, they even have a bigger problem in that you can kind of access information anywhere. So they're struggling with, what is the perimeter of my organization? Where does my security responsibility end today? And it's not a clear line anymore. It actually reshapes itself in real time. So in response to that, what the organizations really need to start to think about internally is they need to align both security IT as well as physical IT or physical security so that they can have a consistent policy that they can apply to the whole organization. And for the most part today, I think that's where they struggle, in that there's an IT security policy, there's a physical security policy, but it doesn't cover the whole organization, and they really need to start viewing security in a holistic manner.
Peter is 100% right, and one thing that externally is forcing that view from a converged angle is all these new regulations and things like ITIL even. You know, when people look at the HIPAA or Sarbanes or whatever, they say that somebody gained access to the data. There's a physical component, a logical component, and there's also other risk factors from inside and outside of your firewall and other context-based risks that go along with that. So our you know, that's really what we're trying to make sure we solve, the holistic approach to that risk management.
Is compliance really making people understand that there should be a unified security policy? Because you're right. I mean, obviously, with you know, HIPAA regulations, they're saying, hey, you need to control access to that information, whether it's on a printed sheet that's sitting on a desk or whether it's on a server, you know, hosted 100 miles away.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the perfect example on that. An auditor doesn't really care that, you know, you have security around one side or around the other. They're looking for a consistent, holistic report that basically shows them that you're in compliance. And, you know, how your organization is aligned in the background in terms of what's IT, what's physical security, whose responsibility is what, is not of concern to them. They're really just auditing, are you in compliance or are you not? And right now, organizations, with the way they're structured, have a really hard time answering that question.
And that's a beautiful use case that actually you proposed to us. And then there's another very even simpler one, that geographical context. Maybe Ivan Hurd is allowed to enter a building in Provo, authenticate to a machine in Provo. I'm also allowed to walk into another Novell or Honeywell building in New York and authenticate to my machine there. But if I try to walk into a building in Provo, Utah, and 5 minutes later authenticate to a machine at the desktop in New York, well, there's a security violation there, and there's some risks that happen. So we're trying to proactively look at also some of these risk factors and trying to see how we can trigger things so organizations are actually being proactive and security becomes a force multiplier and an operational value to the company.
Sure, and it sounds like, you know, from some of the systems that you guys, both your companies, have been able to tie in together, you can automate some of it and just generally make it easier. Of course, you know, being in the sort of positions you are, I mean, you guys, in this survey, you asked about the investment on convergence, and it sounds like people are ready to spend some money on this. Is that right?
Yeah, I think a lot of companies actually are now starting to view security as a competitive advantage. And certainly when you get into, like, the pharmaceutical space, for example, or the financial sector, security is no longer being looked at as, you know, an insurance policy. It's really starting to be viewed as a way that they have or can leverage competitive advantages in the marketplace. So I think that, along with, as you mentioned, another part of this solution is the ability to enable workflows. And that's really starting to generate ROI and productivity in places in organizations that it hasn't been able or hasn't been possible to do that in the past. So they're really starting to see an investment in convergence come back with a true ROI, as well as provide competitive advantage. And then the third piece is that, you know, you can start to guarantee compliance. So the benefits now are so many that it's really starting to open up the checkbooks in terms of what people are willing to spend to make it happen.
Yeah, Peter hit the three right on the head, and really just to show it even at the CEO level, brand reputation is something that once it's destroyed, it cannot come back. So all those things that Peter talked about, they really also tie up even at the highest and simplest level of protecting the good name and reputation of a company, let alone the cost savings, the integration, the increased operational benefits, and a number of other things that happen internally, but even externally, there's a significant value.
Well, and obviously, Governor Spitzer could have learned a little bit about brand protection, if you will. gentlemen, is your sense that spending, the levels of spending that people are anticipating for 2008 and I guess on into 2009, is that spending enough to really guarantee meeting of this compliance? Or are they really being prepared?
I think the nice thing about this solution, or any solution kind of deployed in this space, is that the nature of it tends to be very modular. So an organization can prioritize their spend to get the biggest impact for the smallest amount of spend to start with. And I think what you'll see is that in that initial spend, a lot of organizations will get 60-70% of the benefit. And then going back to that kind of competitive advantage piece, I think the organizations that continue to spend that will push it, you know, into the 80, 90, 100% benefit area are the ones who really see security as a competitive advantage. So I think the initial lump of spend will get organizations more than what they expect from the return on their investment.
Sure. One of the issues that the survey seemed to approach was barriers to convergence. I wonder if each of you could take a couple of those issues and explain them. Maybe talk about how businesses can get around those barriers.
I'll start out by saying one of the first ones is really the political barrier. We've talked a lot about the line of business owner, the IT organization, and the physical security. Making sure that they each understand the unique value that this solution can bring to their part of the organization and meeting their needs. That's why in times past, so much time has had to be spent on the architecture, design, and testing that a lot of those conversations were really very late in the game or never even happened just because the amount of resources put onto this other piece. Like having a solution that is really out of the box, we're really able to allow organizations to really focus on what they should have been focusing on from the beginning, how this can help them increase business, how this can help them reduce costs, ensure security, and protect their brand.
Peter, one of the issues was turf control as a barrier to convergence. What have you been seeing on that?
Yeah, I think that's really starting to go away. I think what we find is in organizations that really haven't aligned themselves from a structure standpoint, we're finding that physical security and IT security are more than willing to share budgets in order to make these things happen. A lot of times you'll find that they've already kind of co-located themselves and are working together on a day-to-day basis already, even though from a structure standpoint you'd never find them in the same branch of an organizational chart. So I think it's happening there, and eventually the organization will kind of get the alignment correct, but it just becomes a problem in that there's a unique set of skills that are required in this kind of new world of convergence, and they're groups that haven't normally worked together in the past. You have IT skill sets, you have legal involvement, you have investigative skill sets that you need, you have risk and compliance. So I can't think of one organization that kind of has that group of people who sit in one spot within the organization, and that's the barrier right now that people are struggling with.
And, of course, that has led to it seems like a lot of companies have created the converged security team where it takes the leader out of each of those areas to create similar to a response panel that they can really analyze this, and hopefully it's something that businesses will be doing. Before we sign off, can you guys please take a second and kind of explain the way your two companies are working together in terms of offering converged security for these high-level companies?
You know, what we've done is we saw pretty early on that organizations were struggling both with the structural part of this, but along with that, they had the IT complexity or the system complexity that sat on top of that. So we've spent about a year and a half now working with Novell on combining basically our physical access system along with their identity management system. So it gives organizations a way to control identities within their organization and the roles that those identities have and apply policies based on either the identity or the role that are then enforced across the entire organization. So what we're hoping that we've done is we've taken that technology component out of the way, and we've really allowed organizations now to sit down and literally just map out what their policy should be, and then those policies can be built into the system, and the system will then enforce those on a global basis. So anything from new employees being put into the HR system that flows in and creates email accounts and Active Directory accounts, as well as provides badges and entry into the physical access system, to more complex workflows where you can start to do things in terms of managing who has access to what areas, or allowing employees themselves to start to self-manage some of their ability to get around an organization in terms of what they have access to, and quickly getting approvals to change their policies based on certain things. So we believe
that's spot on. I appreciate that. and to give some very concrete examples of where these are important are things like, in tying it back to the compliance world, a separation of duties. Maybe you have a guy who was a CFO or had some type of role in accounting, and now he's moved into a different location in the organization. Well, as a result of his move, he no longer should have access to maybe certain databases or have access to certain rooms. By having an integrated policy between Novell and Honeywell, we're able to not only grant new access in real time, but we're also able to revoke access in real time or limit access. So maybe before a doctor was able to go into a certain room where it was pharmaceuticals, now because of change in role and HIPAA requirements, he can no longer have access to that room. So what we've allowed is very much what Peter said, simplified compliance. One of the barriers we were just talking about was the idea that these organizations really aren't together, and the technology has kind of also continued to build silos between them. Well, in our joint solution, it can be initiated on either side. There is no master. You can create a master, but you can also have dual masters. So anything that the IT guy does can be either only read or it can actually be implemented on the physical security side, and vice versa. The physical security side can initiate actions. So we've tried to make it that the solution is able to, number one, simplify compliance, number two, bring down some of the barriers in an organization so the focus is around addressing the business problem.
Again, big thanks to Peter and Ivan for coming on the line. One thing I should mention, and that Peter told me after we had stopped recording the call, I thought was very interesting. He said it's actually been somewhat easier to talk convergence and to get convergence projects started at companies that were smaller, and I guess that's smaller than some of the $1 billion to $100 billion revenues size companies that they surveyed for this research report. And the reason Peter said that was easier is that those companies not only are smaller, their organizational structures are somewhat more simple, which means they can fast-track projects rather than have to try to align all the different entities. Maybe all those different entities are already recognized by two or three people rather than having to get six or seven people on board. Anyway, interesting point there, and security convergence is always a topic we love to cover as the industry sees that slow and sometimes fast move from the IT security and physical security being separate entities to a one world, one security, one risk issue type of approach. Anyway, thanks again for tuning in to SOW Radio from SecurityInfoWatch.com. Until next time, be safe and be secure.